Sprint cars, super late models, thunder cars, modifies, World of Outlaws, Arcade. It's all here. Welcome to Race Time Radio. Covering dirt to asphalt. On races, famed short tracks. All the way to the high banked oval. This is Race Time Radio.
Come on now,
your host, live from the Racetime Radio studio, it's Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.
Pitter-patter, let's get at her, everybody. How you doing tonight? Good evening and welcome to Racetime Radio. I am Joe Chisholm, along with Joe Chisholm Jr. right here in the Racetime Radio studio. And we got a busy one lined up for you tonight. We're going to talk Speed Weeks 2020, at least give you some preview and know what to expect, or at least kind of what to expect. What do you think, Junior? You had a busy one last night. You down near Niagara on the lake?
Yeah, for sure. Had a had a good run and had a good drive down there. You know, kind of the calm before the Speed Week storm, so to speak. It's right around the corner here. But not a whole lot of racing on this end. Lots of racing talk, of course. Everybody getting fired up. The rumor mills are digging, and, there's lots of cool stuff happening. Everybody's kind of putting their pieces of the puzzle together. Some teams a little bit earlier than others, heading down south and getting after it, whether it be for Speed Weeks or mm-hmm. You know, Speed Fest, which just took place, or you know, the Rattler, you know. So lots of teams up here kind of gearing up and getting ready for what is 2020.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Awesome, to say the least. We've got less than a week now, and we've got the Lucas Oil 200 at Daytona. Teams are all going to start rolling in there, I would imagine, on Wednesday or Thursday, getting things prepared. Next Saturday night, it is the Lucas Oil 200 ARCA Menards Series kickoff to 2020 on the oval track side of things. And, of course, Friday night, everybody's going to be heading to New Smyrna Speedway for the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing. And I would imagine, well, even tonight, I believe there's some action tonight at Barberville on the dirt side. So yeah, things are all fired up.
Absolutely. Yeah, everything's getting kind of rolling. Talking to lots of the ARCA teams down there and Xfinity and trucks and all that stuff. You know, everybody's kind of getting their pieces to the puzzle put together. And the crazy part is, on the short track side, it just continually builds from here, right? It's yeah. One day after another. You know, it's kind of sporadic from here until next week, really. But then everything takes off, and it gets crazy intense busy for, you know, a period of 10 to 15 days. Whether you're on the dirt side, whether you're on the asphalt side, it just gets crazy busy. So it's right now, if you don't have your ducks in a row, you're scrambling, and it's an exciting time of the year for all those teams that are heading down there.
Oh,
not
absolutely.
Just the drivers, the crew guys, the chassis builders, the motor builders. You know, when a guy or a team commits to going to Speed Week, they don't do it 2 weeks out like a normal short track race.
No.
You don't commit to going to, a local Saturday night show, you know, a year in advance.
Right.
But if you're heading to Speed Weeks and you plan at all to be competitive and to unload with a decent product, you started the planning for this, you know, nine to 14 months ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Financially and mechanically.
Yeah.
And obviously your logistics fall into place there as well. So just a huge undertaking, but totally worth it to everybody.
Well, tonight on the show, let me tell you who we got coming on the program. We're going to talk NASCAR tonight. Of course, everything's going to fire up there. I believe a week today we'll have qualifying, or at least the first round of qualifying, for the Daytona 500. And with that in mind, maybe a lot of new listeners, right? Maybe some new race fans jumping into this sport. you may not know who SiriusXM NASCAR Radio is. And I can tell you right now, you're going to want to know who they are. They're over on Channel 90 right here on SiriusXM. Tonight, we have the host of The Late Shift, one of the programs on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Brad Gilley's going to stop on by, and we're going to talk to Brad, get you up to date on what you can expect for coverage on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Of course, 24/7 coverage all the time on that channel, talking NASCAR. And I know there's going to be a pile coming at us. We're going to find out tonight from Brad exactly or pretty close to what he has got on the burner and coming at us. He, along with Brad Doherty and Jeff Hammond, those guys are the Late Shift.
Yeah, for sure. Brad is, you know, a staple within radio and motorsports.
Yes.
Brad Gilley has been there, done that. He's definitely a guy that has got a massive reputation within the sport. And, you know, it's always cool when we get a chance to talk to any of these serious NASCAR guys. They eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the cool part, obviously, you know, we're going to get a snapshot on what he thinks is coming down the pipe. But the thing that I love the most about what SiriusXM and what SiriusXM NASCAR is all about is the reactionary. Right?
Yeah.
99% of the time, they're dealing with what's happening currently.
Yes.
And it's usually stuff that is blindsided.
Yeah. And cool. Wide open phone lines.
Yeah, for sure.
Very, very fan interactive. And that's really the cool part about SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Yeah, most definitely. On, you know, the reactionary side, you know, as news hits, it doesn't matter when it hits, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when the news comes out, good or bad or ugly.
Right.
The news, as soon as it is out, it is on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, and they always have the inside scoop. You know, the insider portion of what SiriusXM NASCAR Radio is. You know, I spent a lot of time down there in the garage area and you know, seen, you know, kind of the inner workings of how SiriusXM NASCAR Radio works.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's so streamlined and so fast that they roll out information. Whether it be, you know, team XYZ going to a backup car at the track,
right,
or this sponsor getting sued by XYZ, or,
yeah,
or this driver leaving, or this crew chief change. You know, if you want to stay up to date in any form of NASCAR,
right,
that's the place to get your information, because they're so intertwined in the garage area and into the shops down there. They've got the inside scoop, and they're usually the first to roll it out.
Well, we'll give Brad a little squeeze tonight, see if we can get ahead of some of the curve, and we'll definitely look forward to doing that here in short order. Also on the program tonight, a driver that won his first feature in a long time. Definitely his first Pro Stock feature win in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. He comes from PEI. He drives the number 40 car. Robbie McEwen is going to join us. I can imagine Robbie still got a smile on his face from that win back in August.
That was a big win.
Huge,
you know, and really, it's incredible. I've only been on the air twice when Robbie has been on the program.
Really?
Really? Like, yep. I haven't spent a whole lot of time talking to him. But the cool part is and whether he embraces it or not, he's been mentioned by basically every Pro Stock Tour team, driver, you know, Tim Terry. Every time somebody was on the program talking about the Maritime Pro Stock Tour, since that win,
yep,
his name has came up in those interviews.
Yep, it sure does.
You know, it was a big win for him. It's a big win for the series. You know, it's not that he needs to or wants to or is embracing the fact that he's an underdog. It was a big win. It was an underdog story. There's a lot of big teams that were, you know, favorited to win
and
those
to
races.
To do it at home, right?
And to do it at home.
To do it at Oyster
it's a Cinderella.
Speedway.
It's a Cinderella story, right?
Yep.
And you know, looking back on that win back in August, the buzz is still being talked about,
mm-hmm,
and will be right up until the time of the green flag of that mid-August race in PEI in 2020.
Yep.
if he can go out and repeat, if he can win somewhere else, you know, it starts that snowball. But it'll be cool to catch up with Robbie, touch base, see what he's working on.
Yeah.
It's a lot of momentum. When you go into a season, you pick up a big win like that, there's a lot of momentum built over the off season. You know, the guys are going to work a little harder. You're going to work harder to find sponsorship, to find those little goodies that you want in your car.
Now you want that second win.
Now you want the second win. Now you want the third, the fourth, the fifth, because one win is not enough for anybody.
Nope.
So it definitely puts a fire under your butt and gets you out there. So we'll catch up with him about what he's got, you know, rolling in the shop, what he's got on plan for 2020. And, you know, obviously we'll get a look behind the party that was because did we talk to him?
Yes.
Immediately after the win?
Though? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Brad and Tim and Jerry and Josh.
No, you guys talked to
him on there.
You had him on like when he won the race.
Yeah.
But we haven't had him on the program.
Since then.
I don't think we've had him on since the win.
I don't know. We're going to have him on tonight.
We got to talk about the party that happened.
Rich Schwarzenberg is also going to be on the show tonight. He's got something cool happening. Of course, Motorama in Toronto is coming up in March. And Rich Schwarzenberg, four-cylinder competitor here in Ontario, he's going to actually build a four-cylinder car, a mini stock car. He's going to build it right at Motorama. And I know he's got a crew of guys put together that they're going to pull this off. They're going to have to build that car in 3 days, and they're going to do it on the show floor.
That's really cool.
That is cool. And we're going to hear from Rich tonight. We'll also catch up with Tim Terry. Promised everybody we'd hear from Tim before he heads out to Florida and Citrus County Speedway. Of course, Legendation TV is coming up. Tim Terry is definitely a part of that program, and he can give us a heads up on what we can expect to see from Citrus County, amongst other stuff. We'll lean on him and see what's happening on the east coast of Canada. We'll also hear from Nicholas Noggle tonight. Nicholas has got his pro late model all ready to go this year, Junior, at New Smyrna. He's going down there with the pro late, and he's going to concentrate on it. He's going after W's. He's going after that championship, I believe.
Now, I don't want to throw him under the bus. I don't want to throw his spotter under the bus here.
Yeah.
But I was talking to his spotter, Kale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I think he's taken a super late, too, upstairs in the trailer.
Oh, is he?
Not to race full time with the supers.
Right.
But I think they're taking a super. So we have to ask him about that.
Yeah.
I hope that I didn't just throw him under the bus because I'm speaking. I've done this like numerous times over the last couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I've leaked a little bit of information here.
You have.
So I hope that I'm not going to get him in trouble when I ask the question. But maybe we just won't tell Nicholas that you know, where the information came from.
Yeah.
But I think that they're bringing a super down there as well.
Well, hopefully he's got a real, real short memory because he is going to be coming up in the next couple of hours here. We'll also talk tonight, New Smyrna Speedway, the home of the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing, all gets underway Friday. This coming Friday night, 9 nights of awesome racing. You don't want to miss it. We're going to catch up tonight with Rusty Marcus. He is the track manager at New Smyrna Speedway. And we'll go right to the site and we'll get you the latest information on New Smyrna Speedway. If you haven't seen the driver lineup yet, man, you got to get to their site, have a look at it, and be ready for New Smyrna. It is going to be off the hook this year. Canadian participation, I can tell you right now, Dario Capriccio is heading down there. Jerry Artuso is on his way. We've got Nicholas Noggle. We'll talk to Nick tonight. We heard from Austin last week. Those are the four Canadian competitors that I know of. And when I look through the list, those are the ones that, you know, sort of pop out off the page. But you never know. It's speed weeks. Guys show up in the middle of the week too, so you never know who else could be in there.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, to have four, with given the climate of where we're at right now between Canada and the US, it's a big number. You know, they're taking an even larger bite than normal with the currency situation the way that it is.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I was actually shocked to see, you know, the four Canadians that were on the docket for that. And then as well, we're hearing, you know, numerous Canadians on the dirt side as well.
Oh, tons. Yep. Yeah, so, we'll have lots there. Same thing with Legends.
Yep, and then as well, you know, over at the big track, arguably one of the largest Canadian contingents between truck and all the way through Xfinity and ARCA as well. So, you know, lots of Canadian involvement down in Florida in the Panhandle.
Yeah, we've got a dog in the fight, so to speak.
We do.
And we've got a lot of dogs lined up this time with a big, big bite. So it's going to be an interesting Speed Weeks. Just can't wait to dive into all of it. We're going to take our first quick break here. When we come back, Brad Gilley, and he's going to join us from Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. We'll talk Daytona right off the bat. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Race Time Radio is brought to you by Atlantic Tilt Load, specialist in the transportation of industrial equipment across Canada and the U.S. Also by the Quality Inn Halifax Airport, the official stay of Race Time Radio in Nova Scotia.
Mad Dog Sports Radio is opinionated, passionate sports talk with a bite from the hijinks of the morning men.
I bet your parents do too. They go big bulk shopping.
Hey, so
I got 50 jars of duck sauce.
We don't even eat duck sauce.
But I got a good deal.
To the insight of Adam Schein.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of sports.
Not NFL.
Sports.
And the animated energy of the Mad Dog himself,
Mad Dog.
Christopher Russo.
It's the channel to talk about your favorite sports team. Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, or anytime on the Sirius XM app.
Cheap Trick guitarist Rick Nielsen on Canada Talks.
The 17 albums of all different stuff, and we've never stopped touring. We never expected to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We never expected something for nothing. You know, we spent our own money making our records, too. You know, and we did it, and we listened to people.
Don't miss a second. Canada Talks, Sirius XM Channel 167, and on demand with the Sirius XM app.
Broadcasting live from the track.
We're here to get trophies.
Never give up, baby.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio Channel 90 is your home for all things NASCAR.
The yellow lights come on. And
everything's happening so fast.
Every race.
Hard contact into the safer barrier.
Exclusive interviews.
This is more than just a job. We don't get caught up in being famous.
The only broadcasting outlet in the world delivering NASCAR 24/7, 365.
Thank you. You are the man.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
Channel 90.
If you're a Springsteen fan, you just found the promised land.
Hey,
hear rare interviews and performances.
Oh,
concerts.
Is there anybody alive out there?
Celebrity guest DJs.
This is Rob Lowe.
Hey, baby, it's Little Steven here.
And more exclusives when listening to Bruce Springsteen's channel.
Welcome, Bruce Springsteen, to E Street Radio, your home away from home.
Great to be here.
E Street Radio, Sirius XM Channel 20.
Race Time Radio to go.
Streaming live or on demand.
Grab the free app
at racetimeradio.com.
And we are back with you live tonight on Race Time Radio. So glad you could tune in tonight on Sirius XM Channel 167. I'm Joe Chisholm along with Junior. We are attempting to grab Brad Gilley on the hotline. And, of course, it is Super Bowl Sunday, right? So I can well imagine Brad's got his mug pushed up against the television somewhere, and somebody's going to have to pull him away because we need him just for a few minutes over here.
Drop the chicken wing, Brad.
Yeah, set it down.
I know it's Super Bowl Sunday, but, you know, racing is way more important than pigskin.
Well, our big Super Bowl is coming up in just a couple of weeks. The Daytona 500 is right around the corner. And tell me, this isn't going to be an exciting one.
I think, I'm really looking forward to seeing it. We haven't had this package for long enough to really judge what it's going to do. Every restrictor plate race for the last 3 years have been so different.
Yeah.
You know?
Each time they go out.
Yeah. Like, it seemed like for 10 years, a restrictor plate race was a restrictor plate race, and it was going to play out in a certain way.
Yeah. Then they came out with the 2x2.
Then they changed everything.
Yeah. And they kept changing it.
Then they kept changing it. You don't know what you're going to get. Now, we know what we're going to get now. This package has been solid.
And it's proven.
And it's proven, and until next year where they change everything again. But I'm really looking forward to it. If it's anything like what we've seen last year at Talladega for the final race, if it's anything like what we've seen in Daytona for July, I'm really excited for what Daytona 500 2020 carries.
Yeah.
All that being said, I want to bring up a point here. And, you know, we were talking about New Smyrna. We were talking about Speed Weeks.
Yep.
And I want to throw a huge positive energy vibe to what Florida and what the Southern U.S. is doing in the sportsman division. You know, they look like an outlaw super late model.
Yes, yes, yes.
They look
like
an outlaw super late model. But it's all over the Southern U.S.
Yep.
And, you know, in Georgia, in Alabama, Texas, and then all the way around. And even, you know, we're seeing a pretty decent contingent in Arizona as well with the sportsman class. I absolutely love what they're doing with it. It's an affordable deal.
And the rule book is like 5 lines, isn't it?
It's relatively short. There's not a whole lot of rule book to it. They're not on a super sticky tire. They're not on a big motor package. But it brings back ingenuity. Every car looks different.
Yes.
Every car, you know, they don't look like a cookie cutter.
Right.
And I've had this conversation, you know, 3 times in the past 2 weeks now, about this entire body talk in late model racing today. And I have such a soft spot for what is happening with the sportsman division in the Southern U.S. I think that, you know, everybody should take note of what is happening with that movement. The car counts are just staggering.
Yeah.
They're getting huge
car really
counts.
Common.
And you know, when you have big car count, you know, and increasing all the time.
Yeah.
You're seeing new cars all the time. Just a hats off to whoever created that rule book and whoever, you know, created that division. But I think that there's a lot to be learned from it.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool to catch up and see them at Speed Weeks 2020. They will be at New Smyrna Speedway. But we haven't got Brad right yet, so we're going to jump over Brad. We'll get back to him in a bit. Let's go all the way out to PEI, shall we, and bring in a winner from last year in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. His number is 40. His name, Robbie McKeown. We got him on the hotline. What's going on there, Robbie? How you doing?
Hey, doing pretty good, guys. Just working on the race car, getting ready for the season.
I can well imagine, bud. Hey, congratulations on the big win. Junior said, we had Robbie on since that big win. And you know what? I can't remember whether we did or we didn't, because I seen you so much last summer.
Yeah, no, I don't think we did. I think it's been a couple years, actually, since
Been a while.
You had me on, so.
We had you on during live broadcasts, obviously, like talked to you in like pre-race and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but not on the talk version of RTR. But so the first thing that we got to lead in with, being as though that, you know, we haven't had you on since the big win, what was the party like afterwards?
Oh my God.
Do you remember any of it?
No. not too much after midnight. I think
good.
The sun was coming out when we shut it down.
Good. Nice. That's the way they're supposed to be. But take us back to that moment, obviously. You know, the fan base, it was a popular win, not only, you know, it wasn't just a popular win for everybody in the grandstands. It wasn't just a great race that everybody left and said that was a great race. But the amount, and this is a comment that I had earlier, the amount of positive reinforcement of that win from your peer group has got to be staggering as well. Like the other racers, you know, we had a lot of other racers on the show from the Pro Stock Tour, and your name just consistently came up after that win, you know, and same with the, you know, guys like Tim Terry and those types of guys that we had on the program. That win was a huge moment in the Pro Stock Tour last year. And talk to us a little bit about, you know, the feeling of just getting that monkey off the back.
Oh my God. It was huge. Like, you know, we've been close a few times in the Mike Stevens race. And, you know, we had a few podiums on the tour, but to finally seal the deal, just the level of competition's crazy. It's, you know, in any given race, you could have, you got 10 or 12 cars that are within, you know, say 2/10 of a second. And to finally get the win and, you know, pretty well dominate the race, that was definitely a big part of it. It certainly helped starting on the front row. We had a good car, and we're finally able to seal the deal.
Hey, I've seen lots of guys start on the front row and not get to seal the deal, right? It's just, you know,
I've been there.
Exactly. You got to be there at the end, and that's the main thing. But definitely a huge statement win. And the momentum that gets fed from that. Obviously, you know, there was other races that you didn't get to win after that. But going into 2020, talk about the momentum that you have, that you guys, you know, have on your side in the shop. And what you guys, you know, are kind of doing differently heading into 2020.
Yeah, well, no, it definitely was a huge confidence booster. But, you know, the next night at the shop after the big win, it was back to work, trying to get ready for the next race and stuff. And, you know, we had a few more good runs after that, but we struggled a few races. We had a real good car at the Mike Stevens, but had a misfortune there early on. But, you know, just never stopped working. And we, you know, as soon as the season ended, we actually fixed our old car, and we're building a new piece for next year. So, We're definitely looking forward to it.
Ah, that was my next question, Robbie. Yeah. What are you going to have your butt firmly planted in for 2020? What can you tip your hand to it?
Well, it's we kind of had a donor center section from a buddy of ours, Earl Wright, and with the help of Jeff Armstrong at GD Fabrication and Dean Clattenburg, we got a CRF clip on the front of it, and we clipped the front and rear, and We've been working on it pretty steady since the 1st of December, so we're really looking forward to getting in kind of a more updated car. And our car, it's still a good car. It's not going anywhere by any means, but we wanted to try something new, and we felt like, you know, Dean has a pretty good background with Hampke and Jeff as well. He's been helping us the last few years, so we're certainly looking forward to representing the CRF banner and hopefully make them part of our next win.
Isn't that cool? You will have some, it will feel different heading into a season, Robbie. Coming into a season now with a backup car too, right? You'd have the other one sitting there, or are you going to take everything off that and put it on that?
Yeah, we're taking the drivetrain out of the other car and the rear end and stuff, but it's, you know, it's nothing a few nights wouldn't get it back rolling. And, you know, we know the old car, it might be a dinosaur, but it still had speed in it, and it's very consistent. So, you know, we're definitely going to keep it. You never know what could happen, especially if you run full time, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, will it be a full season for you in 2020?
We're hoping so. We're talking to some sponsors here and stuff, and it kind of depends when the car is done. You know, we want to get some testing in first, and you know, if we feel we're prepared and ready the 1st of May, we're probably going to attempt it, I think, which in the last, I think, 3 years we've been running part-time. So, you know, it's a big commitment, but, you know, if the backing's there and stuff and, you know, everybody's down, we're definitely going to give it a go.
That's big news right there. That is.
It sure is.
We're looking forward to it.
It's for sure, and we absolutely love hearing that. And, you know, it goes to show, and it goes to show the power you know, in a program to step into a part-time realm, I honestly think it's a great move for some teams to do, you know? I look across the board on the short track side and you know, getting a program built to the point where you are competitive. Obviously, everybody that straps the helmet on wants to be competitive, or a vast majority wants to be competitive. And for a majority of teams, you know, the competition level and the strenuous portion of these schedules is what ends up, you know, hurting them in the long run on the competition side. And you know, I'm seeing more and more success stories of guys who have, you know, done it full time for a period of time and then taken 1 or 2 years and being a part-time team. And kind of restructuring, rebuilding, changing how you do things, you know, changing how everything works, and then putting a full plan together and going back at it full time once you have, you know, the entire chamber full. You know, you're seeing that more and more, and I'm pulling for you, man. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, no, we're pretty excited, you know. But at the same time, like you said, you know, when you run part-time, you don't got too many back-to-back weeks, and it helps having them extra few days to prepare the car. And, you know, it's a full-time job, and everyone in our team, we work 8-to-5 jobs, and, you know, there's some nights you can't make it to the shop, but it's certainly going to be tough. But I got a pretty great crew behind me and a very supportive girlfriend and family, so I think if we get all our ducks in a row, I really think we should have a pretty good shot at you know, top 5 finishing the points. It's 90% luck, but you know, we're looking pretty forward to it.
Yeah, you got to be good to be lucky. We are with Robbie McEwen. He is from PEI, drives the number 40 in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. I bet you're itching to see that schedule come out just as much as we are here, I bet, Robbie.
Yeah. Oh, we sure are. You know, we got some stuff going on in the summer, right? So we kind of wait to see your schedule first, and we kind of plan our summer around that. So hopefully we can find out here soon. I know we know the first race of Petty is going to be 200 lapper. They released their schedule, so I'm sure the first race is going to be pretty exciting for the fans. It's usually a long one, so an extra 50 laps, it could be lots of carnage.
Yeah, there could be. It has potential, so to speak. How about the crew? You got the same crew guys this year, making any additions there, and how about sponsorship?
Yeah, no, we got pretty much the same crew. My crew chief, Josh, he's kind of doing his own racing deal there. I think he's kind of going to step back onto the plate and be around more this summer, which is great. And we're working on sponsorship, but I'm pretty confident everyone's pretty excited about coming back on board. Like Kirk Beaton and Beaton Racing and Rison Construction, Dan McGrath at Moncton Chrysler, them guys are pretty big supporters of mine, and they even, you know, there's some weekends I don't want to go racing, all that stuff going on, they're always pushing me to go. I think we kind of fell into that last year at the 660 250 down in Fredericton. It was kind of a last minute decision, some sponsors put up some money, and we had a great run there. So, you know, definitely couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, and that's what I've watched you do, Robbie McEwen. I've seen you come out, and, you know, you guys go to work on it in practice, and before you know it, you're right up on the top of the board or up near the top. You've put together some very, very decent runs, and look, you pull a win last year. Is it going to be – or if you don't get a win this year, are you going to look at it as a lost season, or what's your thoughts heading into 2020?
No, you know, you know how stiff the competition is, and I'm not going to lie. There was a point a couple of years ago I accepted the fact, you know, I may not win a race. Like, it's just the bar is set extremely high, and, you know, I came from a division before that where we won quite frequently, so it was definitely a change for us, but that's kind of the motivation, right? It makes you work harder on the car week in and week out. And just having that bar set high, it kind of makes you never give up. And, you know, if we don't win a race or we don't have a podium, I can't say that it's not due to a lack of effort. And at the end of the day, that's all we can do, put our heads down and work as hard as we can and hope we can get another one.
Well, buddy, I tell you what, that's what fans pay their money for, and they get their money's worth at every one of those racetracks. Oyster Bed Speedway is your home track. Will you start and try and get some testing in as soon as the snow's gone, and will you be leaning on those guys for laps?
Yeah, no, we usually get out to Oyster Bed for a couple of test sessions. They have a weekly pro stock series, and we try and support them any off weekends. And, you know, we're hoping to do some testing at Riverside. We've kind of, our program's been off there the last couple of years. So we'd like to get there in the spring. And in the Petty, they usually have a test session the week before. So we're hoping the goal is to have this new car done by the 1st of May and get a couple weeks of testing in, you know, work the bugs out of it, the new car blues, as I call it. But we're definitely can't wait to get back in the seat and shake the rust off.
How about paint scheme? Is it going to look the same as the Ford you did last year, or are you going to change it
Robbie
up?
Robbie McEwen does not go flashy. So
yes, yeah, he does.
No, Robbie does not go flashy. I've seen enough of your cars. If you ever showed up with a flashy car, I'd be dumbfounded. But not to say that they're not good looking race cars. You always have very classy and very good looking race car.
Yeah,
but
no, we like to keep it clean. I mean, I was a firm believer: the more stuff going on the side of the car, it's just the harder to keep it looking good the next week. You know what I mean? So. You know, like keeping a black car, hit some black vinyl, and you can cover up a few tire rubs here and there, you know, and it's hard to say. We might shake it up with some different colors, but it's probably going to be a last-minute decision, like usual.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. That's what the off-season is for, buddy. That's what they make Friday night in the shop for.
Yeah, exactly. Have a few Bud Lights and see what happens.
Yeah, see what color comes out.
I'm going to tell you a funny story about that
Make
right
it
there.
Quick.
Yeah,
Make it quick.
So Andrew Grizel and I, we were in the shop, and it was right at legal drinking age time. And, I mean, we just turned 19, and, we were talking about what we were going to do for paint scheme, and it was just a red 1986 Monte Carlo SS. And, a buddy of mine and I were in the shop, and I'm going to leave him unnamed, but everybody went to bed. Everybody went to bed other than the two of us, and we painted the lower rear quarters white, and it didn't look very good, but we raced the whole season with it. And, that was the last time we were ever allowed to do anything paint scheme related. So I just limit the beer drinking when coming up with the paint scheme.
Well, we'll try. We'll see what we can do here.
Well, you guys do a dynamite job, Robbie. Thanks so much for the time tonight on Race Time. We appreciate it. And you got to know that snow is going to go, and we'll be back to it in short order here, my friend.
You got that right. Well, thanks for having us, guys.
You betcha. That's Robbie McEwen, driver of the number 40. He is out there in PEI, does a whale of a job behind the wheel of that race car.
Dean Clattenburg.
Yes.
That name
Dino.
Is coming up a lot.
Oh, well, sure does.
It's coming up, we hear about Dean a lot, but, I mean, we're hearing more and more ever since he went out on his own there. So it's I'm looking forward to seeing what Dean and those boys can put together for 2020.
You betcha. We're going to hit a quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You know, I'm not really good at this Twitter stuff. I have trouble just dialing a phone. You know that.
Hey, race fans. This is Ernie Irvin. You're listening to Race Time Radio.
In the wall. He'll slide up and he'll slam. Oh! Saber Baron eclipse Larson! He'll send Larson!
The thrill of the race. Live from the track.
Just a slide into it, out of control.
It's unbelievable how quickly things can change in racing.
There's no weak spot.
You just never know how it's going to play out.
Insider access to the drivers.
We'll roll with it. We're enjoying it. We'll collect as many trophies as we can.
And the exclusive home to Happy Hours, hosted by Kevin Harvick.
It's a new normal. Better figure it out.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90. MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAP TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAP TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAP TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
Canadian singer-songwriter Stephen Page.
I've been fairly quiet about political things over the last bunch of years. You know, I moved to the United States. I can't vote there. I'm not a citizen. I can't vote here anymore because I've been away for longer than 5 years. And I was wondering whether I had a right to speak up or whether it mattered whether I spoke up. Closest to a conclusion that I could come is this is who I am. And the best thing I can be as an artist is honest.
Canada Talks, SiriusXM Channel 167.
Race Time Radio.
Only on SiriusXM 167.
We get you close. If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place.
Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Race Time Radio on Sirius XM 167. Canada Talks. And now, back with your host, Joe Chisholm.
We're back with you live tonight on Racetime Radio. So glad you could tune in here. We got lots coming at you tonight. And we're going to get back to the hotline right now. This next guest is going to do something that is ultra cool. Ultra cool. Of course, Motorama is coming up in Toronto at the International Center. It is the Canadian kickoff to the new season. You get a chance to see a lot of your favorite drivers and teams and the new looks and you name it, you'll see it at Motorama. And this year, you're going to see something totally different. Rich Schwarzenberg and his guys are going to put a car together, an actual mini stock. They're going to build it in the show, I do believe, the car number 4. And to talk more about that, we have Rich himself on the hotline. What's going on there, Rich? How you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Fantastic. Man, you've bit off quite a chunk here this time, my friend. You're going to build a car in the show?
Well, I think I caught a snowball that turned into an avalanche here. I fully didn't expect it to go this direction, but I saw the project that Oshweken Speedway was doing, where they've had a high school class build a car. And I offered to provide the numbers for that through Image Wraps, and they said, no, we're taken care of. The best thing you could do would be to inspire another school to do the same project.
Yeah.
So I threw it out on Facebook and asked if there would be a school interested. And within 24 hours, Greg from Motorama contacted me and said, what do you think about building one at Motorama?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
And then from there, it's been a bit of a whirlwind.
Rich, correct me if I'm wrong here, though. When a school builds a car, it usually takes more than 3 days.
Yeah, it generally goes about a semester.
Yeah, so that's what I was kind of thinking. And they have a whole pile of guys working on it. What are you going to start with, and what's your you must have it all sort of mapped out. What are you going to start with, and I guess it'll get underway on Friday morning when the show opens?
So we had an incredible donation. We looked at building a pure stock was the original idea, taking a car, knocking the windows out, going that direction. But David Simchung and his wife donated an actual Ford mini stock, 90s Fox body Mustang. And what we're going to do is we're going to strip that down to a chassis.
Mm-hmm.
And basically at the show, it'll be plug and play. So we're going to be putting on the axle, putting on the brakes, putting the motor in. And Friday is the student day at Motorama.
Right.
So we want to encourage the young people to come out and see guys like Kyle De Silva and Tristan De Silva and Scott Steckley, Kyle Steckley, like the young Scott's younger son there, Kyle.
Yeah, yeah.
See those young guys that are actually racing these cars at the show, working on it, putting it together in front of students their own age.
Yeah, that is such a cool thing. I'm telling you, man, this is really, really cool. Somebody's got to have a video camera set up on one side and time-lapse this baby.
Actually, Eastside Auto Service has a video crew coming in to film the project, and we're going to use that possibly in some marketing stuff down the road.
I bet. That's cool. Now, how about the crew that you've got assembled? Like, how many guys is it going to take, Rich, to pull this off from Friday morning until Sunday when the show closes?
So we've had a working group with us of about 12 guys to start with. But it's going to be groups of about 6 people per session. So we've broken it down into 3-4-hour sessions with an overseer of each group. So when you hand off your group of 6 to another group, the overseers will exchange notes to see where we are in the project. We hope to have this thing fired by Sunday morning and leave enough time for Craig Kamrath to put a wrap on it.
Ah, man, that's so cool. And Craig does an amazing job with those wraps. I can't wait to see this all come together. All the parts and pieces. Where are they all going to come from?
So the donation was a complete car, but we have incredible people jumping on board this. Like I mentioned, Scott Steckley, the Hartmans from Pedal Power that do all the YouTube videos.
Yes.
They're coming in. Dylan Sharps just won the Asphalt Best Appearing Car and Flambeau Best Appearing Car. He's going to be down there. Harold from Engines from Howe is taking care of our engine work for us. Tim Norris is going to come in and do some welding. Chris House just jumped on board. And I got a phone call or an email from Paul Gressel that he wants to be a part of it somehow as well. That was just Friday, so I still need to touch base with him.
Yeah, too cool. Absolutely wild. You know, guys like Junior Hanley will be stepping off to the side there watching how this baby goes together, too. I wouldn't doubt you see a guy like Junior roll his sleeves up and have some sort of hand in this.
Well, that'd be pretty cool, considering that's my racing idol. So, and then, you know, we have great guys from the Spire Racing team gonna jump in there as well. And it's sort of going to be a combination of what they did with the high school, and then beyond Motorama, this is going to be a driver development car. So we're going to take young guys, probably a group of six, over the course of the summer, and on Tuesday nights, we're going to get them into the car at Flambeau Speedway and actually teach them about racing. So we're looking for a few applicants for guys that are either have priced themselves out of racing, or guys that young guys that are in pure stock or go-karts that want to take that next step up to something else.
Yeah, and get them into something. That too cool of an idea, I'll guarantee you that. And suiting, right? Finally, in Ontario, the mini stock class has got a standard set of rules across the province. That's cool.
It's incredible. It's a long time coming, and there's a few little hiccups that, of course, when a rule book like this comes out, and I know the guys are still working on dotting I's and crossing T's, but it looks pretty good for the division and the future moving forward.
I can tell you, from a guy that has wrote rules for a long time, you're never going to make everybody happy. You try, but unfortunately, not absolutely everybody's going to be happy. But if they are big picture thinkers, they got to be happy with this. They got something to build towards now.
Exactly.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Rich, how is your season coming together?
I actually sold my car last year. So it's going on with Cole Quinton. He's going to be staying part of the Spire Racing development. Young guy just getting in his rookie year at Flambeau Speedway. So he's going to move from karts up to that car. And I'm going to follow my brother on the APC series and enjoy a much lighter schedule this winter.
Yeah,
this summer.
Yeah, that sounds, and you're going to have a lot of fun following that APC series around the province. That is, it's quite the series.
It's, well, you saw the records it's setting in car counts and events and biggest attraction, and all those stats came out from the U.S. this week, and we're on the map. We're on the North American map, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Second best attended series in North America when it comes time for short track racing. That's saying a lot. Speed51.com had that. Yeah, dynamite stuff.
Absolutely.
You betcha. Rich, this has been great catching up with you tonight. This is going to be exciting at Motorama.
And one more quick thing. The number 4 is coming because we're doing a Race for Trades program.
Okay.
So this car is going to help us to inspire young people to look at the trades as a viable option over university and college. And we want to get those welders and technicians and mechanics and electricians out there making good money and careers.
Dynamite stuff, man. Congratulations on all of it, and good luck with the project. Get her all built. This is going to be incredible.
Thanks very much. Look forward to seeing you at the show.
You want to believe it. That is Rich Schwarzenberg. Those guys get ready to go, Junior. That's going to be a program and a half.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be really neat to see it all come together. it's a way to get, you know, a behind the scenes look on how the industry comes together, and you don't know where that's going to lead. You know, you don't know who you're going to inspire standing there on student day on Friday, or you know, a family that just stops in because they hear that there's a racing show happening, and they look at it and they say, hey, look, this is doable. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
One of the biggest hurdles that our sport has, that no other sport has, right? You look at football or hockey, you go to the store and you buy, you know, the pads or the equipment that it takes to go do that sport. And then the fundamentals that you have to learn about the sport take place on the field or on the rink, or, you know, you can read the rules online. You can do whatever you need to do to learn how to play or maximize within that category.
Yeah, yeah.
There are so many variables.
Sue, I need you to come into the studio just for a second. Continue, Junior.
There are so many variables when it comes time for motorsports. And when you look at you know, what it takes to master what motorsports is, it's a huge undertaking. You need to understand every nut and bolt on your car. You need to understand every nut and bolt and logistical portion of getting to the track. You need to, you know, understand there's no just here's the magic notebook on how to go racing and to be competitive.
Right.
You know, so it's a constant learning and evolution. Now, one of the biggest drawbacks is the cars themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing the part numbers and the pieces that you need to go racing, and knowing what it takes to put a car together onto the racetrack. There's no magical store that's out there that you can just go buy a race ready car and roll it out there and race it. Other than the legends, other than going to a chassis builder, other than those types of things, you know, and even them, none of them are a mainstream outlet like what you have in the other sports, right? There's no source for sports sitting there on the corner. There's no sport check for motorsports, you know, sitting there on, you know, with race ready cars ready to go. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's such a cool deal that they're going to put a behind the scenes look on how to put a race car together. People are going to see that, and it's going to translate into people being on the racetrack. And, you know, that is a brilliant thing on behalf of everybody that's involved. And hats off to Rich for taking, you know, the time to do it.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Hey, good news, everybody. We've got Brad Gillies on the hotline with us. Hey, Brad, what's going on there, buddy? Sorry, it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Not much. I'm so sorry I missed you guys earlier. This is going to sound like so non-manly of me on Super Bowl Sunday, but I was actually cleaning my carpets earlier and just lost track of time.
That's no problem, Brad. We got a big Speed Weeks coming at us. How are things coming along? I know you guys have been busy on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio on the late shift. Things are looking pretty good for this year.
Yeah, they really are. You know, like this last week was actually a busy week for all of us media-wise, because Tuesday and Wednesday of last week we got to sit down with all the drivers and, you know, sort of plan and get a lot of the production things that we're going to be doing throughout the season, be it for SiriusXM or for PRN or anything like that. Hall of Fame was Friday night. There was a lot of different things going on yesterday with the National Motorsports Press Association and all of that. So it's like a hugely busy week, which is great. Next week might be just a little bit of a calm, and then things are really going to get fired up next weekend with the Busch Clash and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I have not looked at the schedule yet, but is the qualifying for the Daytona 500 coming up on Sunday?
Yes. So on Sunday, it's actually kind of back-to-back action, which is a good thing, because the first thing that's going to happen on Sunday afternoon is qualifying for the Daytona 500, and which I know we're going to be covering that on SiriusXM at around 12:30 Eastern time. And then at 2 o'clock is the Busch Clash at Daytona. So they used to have the Busch Clash on Saturday night, qualifying on Sunday. They've sort of made that kind of one super race day. And it's going to be a lot of action going on. But the only thing that we'll know for sure after next Sunday's qualifying is who the two front row starters are going to be.
Yeah, because the rest gets decided by time and then by the duels come Thursday. Always exciting races, unpredictable at the same time. And especially this year, Brad, the package that we've got on these cup cars coming in, it, like Junior alluded to at the beginning of the show, finally we're going to be able to have somewhat of an idea of what we're going to see, and it's going to be exciting stuff this year.
I think so. You know, be it for Daytona and Talladega and what used to be quote-unquote restrictor plate tracks, you know, the way things have changed with them, with tapered spacers and all of that. I know we saw some pretty thrilling races last year, although the Daytona 500 did have the previous rules package on it. But the other Daytona race and the two Talladega races were pretty spectacular as well. And plus the storylines. You know, I mean, coming into this year, there's a lot of different things that we'll be looking out for. But, you know, once they hit the track at Daytona, I think we're going to start to get a sense of, you know, who's been working hard in the off season and who's ready to go.
Brad, you know, obviously on the radio side and anybody that's on the competition side kind of sees the work that goes into the back end of what Speed Weeks is for Sirius XM, NASCAR Radio, for Fox Sports, for NBC. But talk a little bit this Speed Week and how Speed Week is for everybody that's on the media side or on the competition side. The amount of back-end work that goes into it. Tell our audience a little bit about what happens behind the scenes for you guys down there for that week.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and really a lot of it started this past week. As I had mentioned, there were some you know, production days, and if you watch a race on Fox or NBC, or if you listen on Sirius XM, be it the PRN or MRN broadcast, a lot of the different things that you hear or see. You know, let's say on television they're going to commercial and, you know, there's a driver standing in a room making that mean face with a bunch of lights flashing and all of that stuff. This is stuff that's happened here over the last couple of weeks that they've been putting those things together. And for us on the radio side, just kind of the same thing, especially when we look at some of the new drivers coming in that we haven't really talked to as Cup Series drivers and been able to get the, you know, hey, it's Cole Custer, driver of the 41, you know, you're listening to Sirius XM or different things like that. Next week, you know, once they get out there and get on the track, everything kind of runs like a normal race weekend for the Busch Class and Daytona 500 qualifying. But the week in between that and the Daytona 500, I'm going to go to Daytona a week from Tuesday, because Wednesday they have a huge media day where all the drivers come in and talk about their season. And, you know, we get to talk to everything about everyone about everything that they've got going on. You've got the Gatorade dual races, or the Can-Am dual races now, that they've got coming up on Thursday, the qualifying races for the Daytona 500, truck racing on Friday night, Xfinity racing on Saturday, the Daytona 500 on February 16th. So once everyone gets to Daytona, it's almost nonstop. I mean, there might be one or two days where everyone can sit back and breathe for a minute, but it really is going to get going and it won't stop.
Yeah, it'll be nonstop. I've seen you guys in action right at the racetrack. And, Brad, you're with the Late Shift. There's you and Brad Doherty along with Jeff Hammond. You take care of that show. You guys have a lot of great guests going from 7 to 10 at night throughout the course of the week. But you also call races on PRN, correct?
I do. Yeah, I have the good fortune of having been able to work with PRN since 2006, actually, was the first race that I ever did with PRN. And whether it be down on pit road or doing the play-by-play from one of the turns or from the booth, it's a lot of fun. It is so much fun to be able to go out there and tell the story of the race. And for someone who can't be at the racetrack, to do everything that we can to bring them to the racetrack with what we do and how we describe the race to them on the radio. And it's just an amazing experience and something that I've always enjoyed doing and will continue to enjoy doing.
Well, you do a dynamite job along with every one of the guys that are on the broadcast. Amazing to listen to, I can tell you, from years of listening to the broadcasts on Sirius XM or through MRN or PRN. You guys do a job where, I'll tell you what, if you shut your eyes, you're right there at Daytona or right there at every racetrack that you guys do. It's simply amazing. Brad, I've got to hit a quick news update. It takes 90 seconds, and then we're going to be back for hour number two. Can I get you to hang out with us just for a little bit here?
Oh, I'm here as long as you need me. I really appreciate it.
Dynamite stuff. Okay, we're going to throw it back to Toronto then and get everybody up to date. And it only takes 90 seconds. We will be back with you, and we'll continue the conversation We've got Brad Gillies from SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, and we will be back with you in just a couple of moments.
You're listening to Canada Talks on SiriusXM Channel 167.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
Broadcasting live from the track.
We're here to get trophies.
Never give up, baby.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio Channel 90 is your home for all things NASCAR.
The yellow lights come on. And
everything's happening so fast.
Every race.
Hard contact into the safer barrier.
Exclusive interviews.
This is more than just a job. We don't get caught up in being famous.
The only broadcasting outlet in the world delivering NASCAR 24/7, 365.
Thank you. You are the man.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
Channel 90. We're back with our number two of Racetime Radio. With the two Joes
here on Racetime Radio
on SiriusXM 167,
where Canada talks.
And just like that, our number two begins tonight. So glad you could tune in tonight here on SiriusXM Channel 167. I'm Joe Chisholm along with Joe Jr. here in the RTR studio. And on the hotline, we have got the host of The Late Shift. We got Brad Gilley with us on the hotline. Brad, Speed Weeks, do you get a chance? I know you guys are super busy at the big track, Daytona International. Do you get a chance to slide out to New Smyrna or out to Barberville and catch some action on the dirt?
You know what? I would say that the chance is there, but I just really haven't taken the opportunity for it for various reasons, be it, you know, we've got other things going on, other functions or whatever, or, you know, all of a sudden I get to that hotel room and think, oh, my gosh, there's some decent quiet. I'm going to hang out and enjoy it for a day. But that's something that, like, every year I sit there and tell myself I'm going to go do. And then the next thing you know, it's like, hey, come on over to this tonight or that the next night or this is going on here and there. But it's something I need to do. I just haven't taken the opportunity to.
You know, Brad, as a fan sitting at Daytona International Speedway, what I always enjoy doing, and new fans or new listeners here, I'm going to make a suggestion. If you're heading down to Speed Weeks for your first time, grab yourself a scanner and not only tune into the race teams, and you can do that with your SiriusXM. I know you guys lay them all out too, Brad, but what I'm going to suggest is they – have a listen to the production side of the broadcast, because you can do that with a scanner. And I'll tell you what, I loved it. As a race fan, I was captivated by listening to you guys on the backside of it to sort of set it up. It's amazing what you guys do. Pretty cool to see or to listen to and to see the track right in front of you. It's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, that part of it's fun. And if you're at the track, the scanner frequency is 454.0000, or if you have, say, a Racing Electronics Fan Vision or Legend, you can just select the radio broadcast channel at the track. And sure, you can hear, especially during commercial breaks, different things that are going on sort of behind the scenes and things that we're looking at in storylines, which to me I enjoy. That is the one thing that I love about this sport. And, you know, for me, if I'm on pit road, obviously, I'm listening to a radio broadcast, but I'm scanning all the race teams that are in my section. And to be able to hear their strategy, which is a lot of fun to kind of forecast what's going to be happening in the coming laps, let's say, or things that they're planning on or things that are happening with their race team, that's fun. But, you know, heck, if you listen to that 454 channel and just tune into the radio broadcast, you can hear our strategy as well and things that we're getting ready for. So sometimes it's a little extra colorful, but you know what? That's the fun part of it, too.
Be a week or 2 weeks, we got to talk about where the fans should go to eat and maybe rub shoulders away from the racetrack with media members, with crews and stuff like that. Where's your favorite restaurant down there on the beach?
As far as a restaurant goes on the beach, is that what you asked? I'm sorry, I lost you for just a minute.
Yeah, where's the hot spot to go and rub shoulders with the industry peeps, you know, down there in Daytona for when you guys aren't on the racetrack?
I would say at some point people are going to go to a little restaurant called the Deck Down Under.
Yes.
which is, you know, right there next to the Dunlawton Bridge. That's always that, what's cool about that is you can see some of the boats coming in with seafood and all of that stuff. I enjoy that. There are so many different places to go and eat there, and realistically, right around the racetrack. And I can never remember the names of half of these places because we just go to them, you know.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, some pretty good steakhouses and really good seafood bar and grill type places. And I think if you find either someplace near the racetrack, the deck down under at some point, you're going to see a lot of people there, as well as various other places. The cool thing about being in Daytona for so long during speed weeks is that you do have the opportunity to kind of mingle with a lot of people.
So, Brad, not very often you get a chance to make picks. You're always the guy getting everybody else to make picks, and you always get to pick last. When we look at the Daytona 500, and I know we haven't even seen a practice yet, but who are you thinking is going to be the one to watch in the Daytona 500 this year?
Hold up. Before you do that, you never take a pick either.
Well,
so no, you can't put somebody else on the hot spot.
No,
you always do this. You throw a dart and you make those. You make somebody else on the other end of the line. You throw them in the hot seat like this. But you, if I throw you on the hot seat, you just I don't know, and then you fluff it over.
And away I go, and I shut your mic off.
Yeah,
and that's what I forgot to turn back on. Brad, who do you think in the Daytona 500 this year?
You know, last year was such a great storyline with Denny Hamlin winning it and everything surrounding J.D. Gibbs, you know, who obviously was a huge part of that organization and family. And for Denny to win it, that was pretty cool. But, you know, you start to see trends when it comes to these speedway races. You know, we went to Talladega, Chase Elliott went to Victory Lane. Daytona in July was sort of an anomaly because that race ended early, literally due to lightning and thunder, and Justin Haley got, you know, kind of a surprise win. But then Ryan Blaney won at Talladega, so you had every single manufacturer winning at one of the speedway races last year. But I really, you know, it's hard to deny the Roush Yates horsepower in a lot of these cars. And I know Joey Logano has held that big trophy before. Brad Keselowski, who is an excellent speedway racer, all of his success really has come at Talladega Super Speedway. It wouldn't surprise me, though, if Keselowski could actually get something done here at Daytona. I know this is a big one for him, as it is for everybody on the circuit as well. But if I just kind of had to ask a literally pulling it out of thin air gut response, I'll take Keselowski.
Yeah, he and a great pick, too, I might add. To see what those guys have done is truly amazing. You know, it never gets old with them either. They want that next win. They want that next championship. It's not like Brad says, well, been there, done that. Definitely, it's not like they forget about it, but they sort of say, well, I've already done that, but now I want to do it again. It's going to be simply amazing. Who do you think out of that garage area that should have a good year this year, that needs to have a good year this year? There's always those teams, you know, they're trying absolutely everything they can do to win a race, to get the best results, and they just either come up short. But time is running out, even though it's the beginning of a season. The time starts ticking right away. There's got to be a few teams in there that have to have a good run, not only in the Daytona 500, but a good run in 2020 to stay in the seat. Who do you think's in the hot seat now, heading into the Daytona 500 with a little bit of added pressure on them?
You know, there's a lot of drivers who are in a contract year. You know, you take guys like Kyle Larson. You take a guy like Eric Jones over at Joe Gibbs Racing. He's in a contract year. Ryan Blaney in a contract year. You kind of have to wonder. Their back is up against the wall. I wouldn't say Larson's back is against the wall necessarily. He seems to be, you know, maybe the most popular free agent that's going to be coming out there, and maybe he stays with Ganassi. But Clint Bowyer and Eric Almirola, another couple of drivers that are in contract years. But I'm really looking for, if I'm going to have to make a preseason prediction as to who is going to shine this year as far as improvement year to year, I do think Chevrolet's got something going on with the new body that they have. And from what they tell us, we're not going to really notice the difference, but there's a whole lot of things different that the aerodynamic engineers really like about it. It wouldn't surprise me to see Jimmy Johnson go out in his final season strong, but there has been a lot of talk, preseason talk, about William Byron and him coming into his own in that number 24 car over there at Hendrick Motorsports. And I think at least the early favorite of someone who is on the way up would be William Byron. That's the guy that I'll be watching.
I can't wait to see how Christopher Bell is going to make out, Junior, in that 95 car. That's going to be his first year in the Cup Series. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think LFR's got a lot of stuff going on, you know, with that. You know, it's going to be a little bit of a different look. Obviously, they've been partnered up with JGR now for a full season and rolling into this year. But it's going to be a whole different ballgame now that you have a JGR driver, you know, on the development side. It's kind of like, you know, what Furniture Row had when they had Eric Jones in the 77 car,
yeah.
Right? They're going to have a little bit more resources. They're going to, you know, have a little bit more power within that JGR organization. So I'm excited about that. You know, a team that I've always been an underdog guy on the Cup level, you know. I've just always been that way. I think that a team like the 96 car is going to surprise a lot of people this year.
That
Marty
would be
Gaunt,
interesting.
You know, with no charter. Dave Winston is a guy that I worked with over at LFR. I got to watch him. He's an absolute dog. He works until he can't work anymore.
Yeah.
Very smart guy. And Marty Gaunt is hungry, you know, and he doesn't fail at anything. He has succeeded at everything that he's done. And I think that Marty Gaunt has assembled a team that is pretty aggressive. And, you know, Steve Barkdahl is a guy that, you know, spent a little bit of time off the stand, off the spotter stand. And now he's going to be back full time with those guys. I really see everybody. It's kind of like an island of misfits because they all have something to prove.
Yeah.
And I that's usually fuel, you know. Fuel is just, you know, the hopeless fear of losing. And those guys are definitely all hungry to taste success. Now, are they going to win a race? I don't think that's a realistic thing. Are they going to bust out some top 20s? I think they've got the potential to bust out some top 10s.
Yeah, they're going to have to, I believe. Brad, Speed Weeks, it's right upon us, man. When do you head for Daytona?
I go down there Tuesday the 11th, and we'll spend the week there. I won't be there for qualifying or for the Busch Clash, but we'll pretty much be there for most of the balance of Speed Weeks as well. And then we start to get pretty busy, too, because on the PRN side, we'll have kind of a midweek trip to Las Vegas Motor Speedway to get ready for the Pennzoil 400 as well. So it's going to be pretty busy, but I can't wait. Every time going down to Daytona, it just, everything seems fresh and new. It's springtime. It, you know, weather's usually beautiful, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be off the hook. Did you catch the 24 hours of Daytona? How about that for a race this year? And is it just me, or is that thing exploding? That race, man, I'll tell you, there was a lot of people at it this year.
You know what, there was, and the one thing I love, too, and it's not even just the Rolex 24, it's a lot of the what I'll call off-season racing, let's just say winter racing, that race fans as a whole are paying more attention to. You know, it used to be that, you know, here's the wine and cheese road racing crowd, and you know, there's the Walmart crowd driving the taxi cabs on the NASCAR side, or, you know, everyone was kind of divided for a while, but it seems like race fans are now more and more just enjoying being race fans. And it doesn't matter if it's the Chili Bowl to the Rolex to any one of the late model stock car races happening during the wintertime to NASCAR and IndyCar and all of that. And that's what's so much fun about it. And I think people are really just enjoying the fact that, hey, you know what? This is just simply another race. And not only that, but when it comes to the Rolex 24, you know, this is one of the biggest races of the year, period, in all of racing. And a lot of people more and more are taking it in, not just on television, but watching it live, too, in person. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, you got to love it. Man, Speed Weeks 2020, it's just about here. We haven't got much longer to wait, and we're going to have cars on the track, and we've got talent in the booth. Brad Gilley, thanks so much for the time tonight on Race Time. We genuinely appreciate it, and you have a great Speed Weeks. I know we're all going to be tuned in every step of the way, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. I always love talking to you guys. Really appreciate it.
You bet. That is Brad Gilley. Off he goes. He's going to have a great Speed Weeks. And, you know, he's busy on both sides, not only doing his show on Sirius NASCAR radio, but also calling the races as well when PRN's up and at it. He's a busy guy.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, he's one of the most well-respected media guys in the sport, you know, in NASCAR, and just a true ambassador to all things NASCAR. It's really cool to hear him talk about the contract years for those guys that he mentioned kind of throughout that. There's some names that jump off the page there, isn't there? Off, you know, on the contract year side. A team that I wanted to bring up, you know, through that, what we were talking about, of a team that, you know, needs to have success.
Yeah.
Is JTG. And, yes. You know, he's of course, on the on his program with Brad, you know, the, you know, part owner in JTG Doherty. And JTG has, you know, secured a lot of really good people. They've got arguably some of the best funding in motorsports right now. Through the Kroger program, just an absolutely genius play on what sponsorship is by Tad and Jody and the entire team over at JTG. And, you know, with the acquisition of Ricky Stenhouse, of course, the departure of Chris Buescher, I think that there's going to be a lot of knowledge come from where Roush was gaining speed, you know, on the Stenhouse side. It's going to inject a little bit of a different vibe than what JTG has had over the past couple of years. And I really look forward to seeing what Ryan Preece, who is a diehard short track asphalt racer, you know, the dynamic between Ryan Preece and Ricky Stenhouse being a hardcore dirt oval, you know, short track racer.
Yeah.
Those two guys have got completely different disciplines from the beginning. And partnering them up, I think that they're both going to be able to speak the same language, but also draw on new information. And of course the amount of funding and the improvements that you're hearing come out of the 47 and 37 shop, I think that they're going to be in a really good place, you know, from the drop of the green flag in the 500 all the way through to the end of 2020. I'm really looking forward to seeing what that team can put together.
Yeah, year. So many unique situations. A lot of difference is going to be coming up. It's a tough time of the year, you know, speed weeks. New names, new colors, new teams. This guy's over there, that guy's over there. And I know we've had all off season to work on it, but trust me, when it hits the racetrack, that's when things get real. And there's going to be a lot of changes for fans to get up on. And the best way to do it is to get yourself that SiriusXM radio and crank on SiriusXM NASCAR radio, channel 90. You don't want to miss it. Things start out in the morning with the morning drive with Pete and Mike. They'll take you right through. You got Speedway in there with Dave Moody. You got Daniel Trotadow and Larry Mack. They've got a show in there. Of course, Brad and Jeff.
Yep.
With the late shift. Don't forget about Claire B. Lang. She's got dialed in. It comes up throughout the course of the week. There's loose ends. There's all kinds of programming on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. That's how you're going to get up to date and be ready to go for each and every race all season long. Flag-to-flag coverage of every truck race, Xfinity race, and cup race. You got it all on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. We'll take care of the short track side. Those guys will take care of the big stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we'll do.
We're a true, you know, up and coming, but also on the, you know, we'll talk about big track stuff too.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we'll talk about ARCA. We'll talk about K&N. We'll talk about the Cup Series. We'll talk about everything. We talk about racing.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if it's a shopping cart. If it was a good race and people are talking about it, we want to be talking about it too. So we both have a completely different approach, and I don't think that we have a whole lot of content that carries over, you know, between the two.
No, I don't think
so. I think that we take a different approach, and so do they, and I love both of them.
Yep, you want to believe it. We're going to hit this quick break. When we come back, we're going to grab Tim Terry. He is off to Citrus County Speedway, and the U.S. Legends, they all congregate And we're going to find out more about that as soon as we get back. Stay with us.
Hey, race fans. This is Brian Hoare, driver of the number 37 GossCars.com sponsored Dodge Charger on the ACT Tour. You got to keep this thing locked to Race Time Radio on Sirius.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Race Time Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Race Time Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
If you're a Springsteen fan, you just found the promised land. Hear rare interviews and performances. Live concerts.
Is there anybody alive?
Celebrity guest DJs.
This is Rob Lowe.
Hey, baby, it's Little Steven here.
And more exclusives when listening to Bruce Springsteen's channel.
Welcome, Bruce Springsteen, to E Street Radio, your home away from home.
Great to be here.
E Street Radio, Sirius XM Channel 20.
Broadcasting live from the track.
We're here to get trophies.
Never give up, baby.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio Channel 90 is your home for all things NASCAR.
The yellow lights come on.
Everything's happening so fast.
Every race.
Hard contact into the safer barrier.
Exclusive interviews.
This is more than just a job. We don't get caught up in being famous.
The only broadcasting outlet in the world delivering NASCAR 24/7, 365.
Thank you. You are the man.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
Channel 90.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAV TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAV TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAV TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
Mad Dog Sports Radio is opinionated, passionate sports talk with a bite from the hijinks of the morning men.
I bet your parents do too. They go big bulk shopping.
Hey, so I got 50 jars of duck sauce.
We don't even eat duck sauce.
But I got a good deal.
To the inside of Adam Shine.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of sports.
Not NFL.
Sports. And the animated energy of the Mad Dog himself, Mad Dog. Christopher Russo.
This is the channel to talk about your favorite sports team. Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, or anytime on the Sirius XM app.
Taking you all the way to the track and back.
With you. We are back with you live tonight on Race Time Radio. Let's get back to the hotline, shall we? And we'll bring in, from Canada's East Coast, the guy that is a real busy cat and on his way down south. Let's bring in Tim Terry. What's going on there, Timmer?
How you doing today, guys? I'm excited because in a couple of days I actually get to leave all this snow and this cold and actually get down and have some fun down in Florida.
Have you ever had somebody flip you off, you know, where you couldn't see them before?
Yeah.
I have, and I have a feeling that you're probably doing that right about now.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. There's a whole pile of them up there.
You're number one. There's a whole bouquet over here. It's a nice little bouquet if you take a look at it.
So, Tim, you've been a busy guy, seen release. Let's start, before we get into the Legends stuff, there was some iRacing stuff that you were getting excited about the other day I seen there. Take us through that. What's going on?
Yeah, we're getting excited for the eNASCAR iRacing Series coming up, Joe. Obviously, it's been going on for the last couple of years, but NASCAR investing some money into it and getting excited. There's new teams coming in to the series. You can follow along at iRacing.com/live on the iRacing Esports Network. William Byron's got a team now. Denny Hamlin's got a team. Stuart Haas Racing is a part of it. It's the top iRacing Oval Series. And I believe the purse is over $250,000 this year for those iRacers. We have two actually from Canada, and they're both from Halifax that are racing this season as well. So Keegan Leahy came within a couple of car lengths from winning everything, the season finale at Homestead last year, still came away with second place, and Dylan Duval has been in the series for a handful of years and is looking for another rebound year this year. So very exciting, not only on the NASCAR side, but also from, you know, being in Halifax and having two representatives from Canada. They're both from Nova Scotia.
Ah, you got to love it, Tim. We get a chance maybe to fly the Canadian flag at iRacing, too. That would be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Keegan is a great representative, won a bunch of races last year and came close to that championship. He's been out to Scotia SpeedWorld a couple of times, taking in some of the weekly racing series stuff. Usually goes to the IWK 250 to watch and has been a part of our deals at Kartbahn a couple of times. So not only is he a part of the sim racing side of things, he's also a fan of what we do, you know, on the Fridays and Saturday nights at the short tracks around here. So great to have him, and he's a great representative of not only the series, but the team he represents. He's racing for Denny Hamlin this year, so it's a neat deal. If you haven't seen the eNASCAR iRacing series, be sure to hop on. The Clash is on Tuesday night, and then they start their series of 20 races the next Tuesday night on February 11th.
Tim, through all of this, you know, I think that sim racing, you know, grew and grew and grew, kind of on the back end, and the true racer didn't really, you know, the guy who actually turns wrenches in a shop or drives an actual physical race car didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to where sim racing was up until about 2017. Maybe they dabbled in it and they used it as a toy and they played with it, but they didn't really talk about it. Since NASCAR has really made the big investment and kind of taken a whole nother step, we've seen a lot of controversy on social media, right? We've seen a lot of people be like, this is not racing. But then we've also seen a huge contingent of polarized people who say that this is fully racing. This is where racing is going, and that this will be a part of racing into the future. Do you hear much of that being involved in it? Do you see much of the kind of polarization on the sim racing side, where people kind of get antsy and uppity about it not being racing or it being racing?
You know, I think everybody sees it on social media, and we see it at the short track level. We had Keegan in one night at Scotia Speed World, and, you know, we kind of saw that and kind of heard that. But at the end of the day, it's NASCAR and iRacing are using this as a marketing tool. At the end of the day, everybody keeps saying, well, where are the fans in the stands? Where are they going? This is reaching, for the most part, and I mean, there's others that are involved in it, but it's using it as a marketing tool to try to get those younger generation fans, if not involved in NASCAR, to get them to the racetrack. They're getting involved in NASCAR in a whole different sense, and getting into motorsports total. It's a completely different beast and completely different animal than, you know, what Doug Covey and those guys are doing, and racing modifieds and racing every single week. And it's a different championship. At the end of the day, it's a quote-unquote NASCAR championship that they're running for. But it's a completely different animal when it comes to that. It helps with the marketing. It helps reach a different demographic, which NASCAR is looking for. So I think at the end of the day, it's a win-win. But it's grown into something that I don't think we saw 10 years ago when I started with this series. Yes, NASCAR was involved. Yes, it was iRacing. Nine out of the 10 drivers that are in this series now raced 10, 15 years ago. But it's a completely different animal because it's grown so much. You know, 10 years ago, we never thought we'd have media days down in Charlotte with these kids getting ready and these guys getting ready to go racing. But here we are. It's an exciting time to be involved in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it sure is. Tim, you're getting set to head south. It is time, and it didn't take long for it to come around, and it's just about here. But you're going to be off to Citrus County Speedway, and you're going to have a whole mess of legend cars and bandoleros in front of you. You got to be excited.
I am. It's my favorite time of year. I think I've been going down to Winter National since 2013 or 2014. It's a great place to see the up-and-coming stars. We talked about Austin McDonald and Nicholas Nogle going over to New Smyrna Speedway and, you know, taking their shot at that one. But those drivers and a lot of them that are racing at New Smyrna, at least those up-and-coming drivers, got their start racing legend cars and bandoleros at NX Winter Nationals, whether it was Citrus or Orlando or Auburndale or wherever it may be. They got their start when we talk Speed Weeks racing those cars. And you look at some of the drivers that have graduated from that Winter Nationals the last couple of years. Kids like Connor Mosack's going to be racing a late model for JRM. Sam Mayer's made his mark on the racing world. He was racing with us a couple of years ago. Giovanni Romanti. The list goes on and on. You know, William Byron about 7 years ago was racing a legend car at Winter Nationals, and now he's running the big track at Daytona. And you know, he's Brad Gilley was on here earlier talking about William Byron being one of those drivers to watch at Speed Week. So you go on and on about those kids, but it's really where a lot of these kids find their starts. And, you know, they could be racing at Citrus you know, in 2020 and 2022, 23, they'd be over at the big track.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. It is going to be covered on Legend Nation TV, right? Are you going to be on the broadcast for that this year, too?
That's the plan. Tony, for some reason, 4 years ago, gave me a microphone and said, run with it. So that's what we're going to do again this year. Excited for it. Jeff Jordan usually joins me on the broadcast. Carl Cormier. There's two guys that are synonymous with Legend Car Racing, and you know, we could fill a 4-hour broadcast just shooting the breeze about their history and stories and their involvement with the community. So great to have them along with me, and give us a little bit of insight from a driver and a builder perspective as well. We've got a few Canadian drivers going down. I believe we have 5 or 6 from Atlantic Canada going down. Still trying to cross the T's and dot our I's when it comes to the pre-entry list. I don't have one in here yet, but I the big one has to be Braden Langille going down. Braden might have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder because the last time we talked about Legend Car Racing going down to Carteret for Asphalt Nationals, he actually broke his shoulder the week before and couldn't race that last race.
Oh.
So Braden is all healed up, ready to go. I was talking to him a little bit earlier today. They're ready to go. Sam Rogers is going down. Owen Marr is going to be bringing down his Legend Car as well. Gage Gilby, the kid lights it up here at Scotia SeaWorld in Abando. He'll be down there as well, and you're going to have some really, really stout competition going down there and trying to battle it out. I don't know who's exactly coming down from Ontario yet. You usually see guys like Nick Ledson go down, Kevin Foisey, and then Ira Lawhey, when he always comes down from Calgary, he's always one to watch as well.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, you can guarantee that. Cars from everywhere show up at this event, and that's what it's all about. It's Speed Weeks. Even at Citrus County Speedway, you got New Smyrna, you got the dirt stuff happening at Volusia, and then, of course, Daytona International Speedway. It's truly a racing mecca for all of us race fans to go down to. And it's not that far away, right? Like Citrus County to Daytona, how far away are you?
It might be an hour and a half to two, but the great thing, Joe, about our events is we start around noon for racing. So if you are in the area and you want to come out and check out the Legend Cars and check out those upcoming stars, the rising stars, come on out. We start around 12 o'clock. Qualifying is before if you want to watch the group qualifying, but starts around 12. We've got 8 to 9 features a day. The great thing is we run 4 days and we run 5 features. So everybody gets 5 features in. You have to run a double at some point throughout the week, but there's also a floating off day. So if it does rain, we have a floating off day for a rain date, or if it's not, it's typically Wednesday, so everybody can go. And, you know, if you have kids, you want to go see Universal or Disney, or you want to do something else in Florida, it's, you know, vacation time anyway, you can do that. But the great thing is we're wrapped up typically 9 times out of 10 by middle of the afternoon, so then you can go back across if you want to go to Volusia or Daytona or New Smyrna. You have the opportunity to do that, too.
Tim, you are excellent at picking out talent that is about to start to shine. Who do you think is going to be one of those standouts, one of those ones that we're all going to have to keep our eye on when we flick on Legends Nation television?
It's going to be tough, Joe, because every year we go down there, we have a couple of on our radar, and then all of a sudden there's a couple more that pop out. You look at last year, we had a great battle. Guys like Jansen Marchbank, Zach Miracle, Austin McDonald was a part of that national championship battle last year. Those kids will be obviously good. You can go out through the list. There's 100-plus Legend Cars and Bandolero drivers there, and they're all great drivers, and it's just a matter of who hits it right at Citrus when we throw the green flag. So I really can't pinpoint anybody yet, but you know, if you ask me again on Wednesday, I might have an idea. But you got to remember, too, that this is the start of real start of a national championship, because they'll battle all the way throughout the season. And then the Oval Championship ends this year at the Bullring at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So there's going to be a lot to decide here when we throw the green flag in about a week or so.
And fans can watch in, even if they can't be at the racetrack, Pit Road TV or Legend Nation TV, right?
Both work, legendnation.tv, and the great thing is, too, is that you can sign on, pay your subscription fee, and it's not like the Track Pass Gold deal. We're available in Canada, so you can watch all your favorite drivers and have some fun there, and then if you're stuck over here in the winter, it's on demand as well. Maybe you can't watch it 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but you can watch it on demand. As soon as we're done, we have it up there as well, so go over there, take a look at that, sign up, and there's some great racing action throughout the year. The winter heat just wrapped up today at Charlotte, so if you get your subscription this month, you get to go back and check out the winter heat. There's all kinds of different things that you can watch. Upcoming Texas is coming up with the spring battle, too. There's all kinds of great legend car events coming up.
Well, it's going to be exciting, I can guarantee you that. Tim, you have safe travels. We got Nicholas Noggle coming up next, and I know that's a guy that you and I have been watching for a long time. He's going to be exciting down in New Smyrna, isn't he?
Yeah, you talked to Robbie McEwen earlier, and I think he's the next Robbie McEwen to really break out and do something here locally. It might be that 200-lapper at Petty to kick off the season. Who really knows? Because Nicholas is really good at Petty. Has been decent at New Smyrna the last couple of years. Going to be one to watch. And if you have Rusty Marcus on, tell him I said hello, because Rusty used to be a part of the NX program and used to head up Winter Nationals. Great guy. So be sure to say hello from me.
I will absolutely do that. Rusty is coming up. We still have two guests, so we're going to have to cut you loose, but you have safe travels, Tim Terry, and I know we'll be watching you on social media. We'll be watching you on Legend Nation TV, and or either that or Pit Row TV.
Sounds good. Joe, thanks for the bouquet. I'll make sure I send some pictures from Florida.
Hey, just so you know, just for PC value, every tweet that you send out from down there is going to get a smiley face, but we all know what that smiley face means.
Oh, so it's the upside down smiley face. I get it.
Too funny.
Have fun down there, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay out of trouble. That is Tim Terry. You can catch him at timscorner.ca. And, of course, you can see him at Tim Terry, too. He is on Twitter, Facebook, all of those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is a lot of fun, and I'll tell you what, Tim is an exciting guy. He's going to get in there. You're in for a good one on that broadcast. I can guarantee you that.
For sure. And you know, we watched a lot of it last year from Orange County. There was a lot of really cool stuff. Hey, to cover off a couple things, Mike Hriniak's party coming up.
Nice.
Mike Hriniak's Hriniak Hall Motorsports are doing a fundraiser, you know, kind of a race season kickoff party. It's an all-you-can-eat pasta dinner. They're going to have a bunch of guests. I was talking to Mike. He's got a ton of guests coming. I don't want to tip the hand to who's coming, but there's a lot of them. Follow Hriniak's page there. But it's coming up on February 22nd. Doors open at 6 p.m. over at Shooter's Roadhouse. And I also want to cover off something else after we talk to our next guest. Something that took place today, similar to what we just talked about, but I'll cover it off after we get talking to Nicholas over here.
Sounds good, Junior. Let's go back to the hotline and let's welcome in a guy that is heading to Speed Weeks for his third kick of the can at New Smyrna Speedway. I believe this is going to be the year that Nicholas Noggle is going to hit Victory Lane. He is definitely loaded for bear and ready to go. We got him on the hotline. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How's it going with you guys?
Excellent, my friend. Are you en route? Are you on your way, or are you still up here in Canada?
Not quite. We're stopped in North Carolina right now, just preparing the two pro cars ready to go down.
Nice
so stuff.
So two pro cars, and we kind of kicked off the show tonight talking about, you know, last year you had a super late, you had a pro late, you kind of bounced back and forth a little bit. Are you going to have a super late up there as well, just to kind of dabble with while you're down there?
No, this year we actually wanted to put full focus into trying to win that pro championship down there.
Cool.
Butch Van Doren is nice enough to come down with us, and I can't thank him enough. And we got two Van Doren cars going down with us, so we're a full force trying to get that pro championship this year.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Take us for a lap around New Smyrna Speedway. I know it's a half mile, I know it's high bank, but what's it like from behind the wheel?
Oh, it's pretty awesome. You go down the front stretch there, and right as you're about to turn into the corner, the wall darts out at you, so you kind of got to swerve out and then back towards the wall and then make your corner entry. And turns one and two are way different than three and four. You're definitely riding a little higher through one and two, trying to carry the momentum off the corner. But then when you get down into three and four, it's just all about getting as much as you can on the bottom.
Nick, it's got a like lapse in experience around that racetrack. Like you said, is this going to be your third attempt at the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing? It takes time, right? It takes time and it takes experience. How much is that going to pay dividends this year, do you think?
Yeah, I know. It definitely does take a lot of experience and time. I mean, my first year there, we went there without ever seeing the track, and it was a big learning curve. And then I noticed returning last year, it was first laps out on the track. It felt like I was back home. Like I already knew where I needed to be and what we were looking for. So this year I figure we have a couple years under our belts. It's not so much looking for the line anymore. It's trying to fine tune the car and get everything we can out of it.
You know, you run into a lot of different cultures down there. You know, from different states, from different provinces, you meet all kinds of people when you're down there. But kind of covering off what you said a little bit, you know, of course, we were a bunch of Canadians from Ontario, and we were pitted right beside a group of guys from Georgia. And, you know, we were struggling the one day, and the guy from Georgia, he came over and he was talking to Andrew in between practice sessions. And he said, you know, you got to drive it until you see Jesus. You got to say hello to him. Then you got to call his cell phone, and then you can lift. That place there is just it's a boatload of fun for a driver. Have you noticed over the last couple of years, you know, since you've got, you know, pretty consistent, you know, times down there, is it losing grip? Is it gaining grip? Is it remaining the same as each time that you go?
I don't know if I'd say it's gaining or losing grip, but I definitely noticed last year we did pick up probably about a tenth over the year prior. Just all around, the time seemed a bit quicker, but that track's a fickle mistress. Like it changes throughout the week. Throughout the week, you'll see the cars get faster and faster, and then we'll get a day of rain, and it'll just bring the cars like within half a second slower. I've seen it slow down. So it just depends day to day down there, but I mean, the track's just as fun as it's ever been.
Absolutely. So obviously, you know, being a guy, it's a big statement to say that you're going after the pro championship down there. There's a lot of teams that say the exact same thing, right? As a team that's been down there a couple times, obviously the addition of having Butch there full time is a big addition. But what differences in your program, you know, kind of allow your mind to go to championship level when you go down there? I'm not questioning the fact that you are championship capable down there, because you are. But what changes have you had to make on the back end, and what have you done, you know, kind of behind the scenes to get ready to make the run at the championship down there?
Well, that was the thing. This year, we probably started about a month or 2 months ago saying we're going to go down there and race for the championship this year. It wasn't we're going to go race pros and supers and run everything we can. It was we're going to bring two cars with us. We're going to go full force for this championship. And we prepared that way. We talked to Butch and Johnny, and we got them to build us a brand new pro car to take down with us. Butch came to us and said he'd really like to come down and race and try and go for that championship, and that was the driving force we needed. And we just said from that moment that we're going down there this year, and we're going to race as hard as we can for that pro championship.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Looking, and you're going to go at it, too.
100%.
For sure.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. You all lettered up, Brycon Construction on the side of that machine, or what?
Yeah, no, you'll see our same paint scheme from the Pro Stock Tour this year. We just have Brycon on the side of the car, and Mobile One on the hood, and I can't thank all those guys enough for everything they allow me to do every year, and I can't thank my father and my entire team and just everyone who makes this happen. I mean, it's not just me behind the wheel, it's all of them. They're the reason we can do it.
Well, Nicholas, you got a whole country behind you. You, Dario, Jerry, and Austin, I can tell you, we're all going to be watching you, bud, and pulling for you. Go down there, have a great Speed Weeks, and safe travels, and thanks so much for the time tonight on Race Time.
Awesome. I really appreciate it, guys. I for all the support back home.
You want to believe it. That is Nicholas Noggle. Watch for him in Speed Weeks. He is going to be a tough customer. You watch. He's going to get wins. I can just about guarantee it.
Absolutely. I watched him last year at the Canadian Short Track Nationals. I watched that team. You know, when they unloaded, they were slower than slow, and they were struggling. And they never panicked. You know, I stood right beside his spotter the entire time. They never panicked. I watched them. They just methodically picked off time every time the car hit the racetrack. And that is the mark of a great team.
Yeah.
And you know, we watched them progress all the way through, and they ended up picking up a top 15 finish. Like,
yeah.
They were right up there.
Yeah.
They were turning really good lap times. They got screwed right in the middle, just the way that the pit strategy all worked. They would have been a top five car had they not got bit. And from where they unloaded, you know, lot of teams don't make dramatic adjustments and changes like the way that they were able to do. And the fact that they have back-to-back nights down there at Speed Weeks to be able to do that exact same thing, that's the mark of a championship team.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait for it. It all kicks off Friday night at New Smyrna Speedway. Quick break. When we come back, we hope to have Rusty Marcus with us, track manager from New Smyrna Speedway. Stay with us.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, channel 167.
The NFL is on Sirius XM. Listen to every game from the preseason through Super Bowl 53 on your radio.
Here we go. Tackle football. Let's play.
And remember, your hometown broadcast is always available on the Sirius XM app. When you're at home, turn down the TV volume and stream the game on your phone and Sirius XM connected devices and speakers. And when your team isn't playing, follow the National Football League 24/7 on Sirius XM NFL Radio, channel 88.
Broadcasting live from the track.
We're here to get trophies.
Never give up, baby.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio Channel 90 is your home for all things NASCAR.
The yellow lights come on and boom.
Everything's happening so fast.
Every race.
Hard contact into the safer barrier.
Exclusive interviews.
This is more than just a job. We don't get caught up in being famous.
The only broadcasting outlet in the world delivering NASCAR 24/7, 365.
Thank you. You are the man.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Channel 90.
Racetime Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. Dawson Dental Centers. Get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAP TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAP TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAP TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
Racetime Radio is back. Once again, Joe Chisholm.
And we are back with you live tonight on Racetime Radio. Junior, what do you got there?
Throw it to me here. Throw it to me here.
I did.
There's some news.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
And it's Sunday night. It's Sunday night.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, it. This just came across the timeline.
Yeah.
We just had him on last week.
Yeah.
We just had him on the program last week. He never even alluded to this.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to wag the finger at him for this.
Oh, yeah.
But there's going to be a special guest at Ashwiken for the Pinty's race.
Oh, really?
Yes. There's going to be another special guest.
Really?
Can you guess who?
No.
Kenny Wallace.
Kenny!
Kenny Wallace going to be in a Pinty's car at Ashwiken for the dirt race.
Really?
The inaugural dirt race for the NASCAR Pinty Series. Just came across on the Pinty Series Facebook page.
Isn't that cool?
It.
Good
so,
deal.
Hats off to those guys. It's going to be big.
Yeah, we'll be looking to see Kenny.
We got to tell Kenny what the heck,
yeah.
You know? The next time we have him on the program, he's getting a wag of the finger.
Well, we'll have to give him a squeeze, that's for sure. Let's talk New Smyrna Speedway, shall we? The World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing kicks off Friday night. You don't want to miss it. And to talk more about that, what do you say we speak with the track manager? We have got Rusty Marcus with us. Rusty, what's going on? How you doing, bud?
Hey, thanks for having me on. Doing great down here. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Y'all set to go? World Series is right on you, brother.
World Series, it's pretty much here. The cars have already started coming in. There's three rigs in the parking lot already. And it's just what's getting ready to happen here. And I'm sitting here in the parking lot right now at New Smyrna Speedway, and it's a little cold. It's 60, probably 68 degrees. So we're freezing down here.
Oh, yeah. You keep it up. Keep it up. That's
Rub it in, buddy. Rub it in. Rub it in.
But no, I'm sitting here in the parking lot and I'm looking at stuff that was done today and thinking of stuff that needs to be done. And, you know, racetracks are, they're pretty eerie whenever nothing's going on. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at it and I'm going, man, in just a few days, there's going to be so many people coming here to be entertained and to compete and to, and you're just sitting here and it's like in Florida, you know, they start talking about hurricanes like 2 weeks before they get here.
Yeah.
And you just get all nuts because the thing is coming. But this is a good nuts because we know that the World Series is coming and the good Lord has blessed us with great car counts so far this year. We're so excited. We can't wait. And I tell people this all the time. Racetracks, the only thing a racetrack does is build memories. And in the next, for the 10 days of World Series, we're wanting to build lots and lots of great memories here at New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
Yeah, and you guys do each and every year. I can tell you that. I can attest to it from being there probably 20 years straight for the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing. I've missed the last couple of years, but I'll tell you what, I really miss it. But I've been fortunate enough that being stuck up here in the ice cold, not 68 degrees like you've got it down there, freezing my little keister off up here. But we've been fortunate to have Fans Choice TV and be able to watch in up here in Canada. Do you know if there's going to be anything like that happening this year, Rusty?
There is, and there will be an announcement made this week.
Ooh, that's good. Will it air in Canada too, do you think?
It will be everywhere.
Oh, you got to love that. Man, oh, man. Yeah. Car count-wise, you guys are coming right unglued down there. It looks like it's the best start that we've had in years. Really good car count.
Well, you know, we're like I said, the good Lord has blessed us tremendously. Last time I looked, no, I haven't looked this weekend, but there was 36 tour mods. 36 tour mods pre-registered. You know, there's likely to be drop-ins. The super lates, the pro lates, all good car counts. The other groups that we have coming in, you know, we've got the Wheelman series coming in. They'll be here next Saturday night. And that is the Sportsman series in Florida. And there can possibly be 30-plus cars for that. The following Saturday night, we have the Florida Pro Truck Tour. And there could easily be 30-plus trucks for that. We've got the first ever Menards ARCA race. It's the Skips of Western Outfitters Menards ARCA 175, first one ever right here at New Smyrna Speedway.
Yeah, that's
oh, man,
so
cool.
Yeah, that's going to be a super 9 nights of asphalt racing. Everything gets underway on Friday night. For people that are maybe, you know, on their way down or thinking of heading down, you do have camping available right there, too, Rusty, don't you?
We do. It's primitive camping, so you have to be self-contained, but it's right here on property. So, you know, it's not like you're going to try and find some place to stay or something like that. It's right here on property. You can walk to the racetrack. It's on the. You don't even have to cross the street. You just come across the parking lot, and you're right here in the grandstands. And, of course, you know, there's going to be stuff going on all day long. You know, there's going to be practices and whatnot. You're welcome to come to the grandstands and watch the practices go on. We start pre-parking on Wednesday, and then parking is Thursday with practice on Thursday. And then Friday night, it all starts, and it's going to be 9 huge nights of racing here in beautiful, sunny Florida, right here close to Daytona Beach. The big track's only, what, 15, 20 minutes away from us? And the big track, we mean Daytona International. The who's who's going to be here. We're so excited. We're so blessed. We're so we don't even know what to say because, you know, everything is just stacking up so nicely. And we want everybody to have just a tremendous experience while they're here. And it looks like everything, all the indicators are showing, you know, this is going to be one of the best ever.
I've got to tell everybody, if there's somebody out there listening and you're like, hey, you know what? We should go to Daytona this year. We've never been. We want to go. Go, for sure, definitely. That's amazing. But one thing that I got to say is racing, you know, if you look on the schedule and it says racing starts at 7 o'clock, don't show up at 7 o'clock. Show up in time for time trials. Show up early. Get to the racetrack, you know, while the sun is still up in the air a little bit, and catch the time trials. There's some of the most exciting qualifying sessions that I can ever recall, and some of the most exciting moments in racing in general come from some of the qualifying sessions that happen at New Smyrna Speedway. Talk a little bit about the qualifying procedure for this year for the Supers. Obviously, there's time trials for the Tour Mods. Talk a little bit about the qualifying procedures that people are going to be able to see down there.
You know what? I don't know that much about it because we've turned that over to CRA.
Gotcha.
Going to be handling that they're handling our officiating here.
Yep. Gotcha.
And so I've been busy just trying to get the track ready. But we brought CRA back, Championship Racing Association. They have a great reputation. We felt they would be a good fit here at New Smyrna Speedway. And so far, I mean, you see what's happening. So it can't be too far off on that. You know, this is going to be a great, great, great marriage with New Smyrna and CRA.
Yeah, you want to believe it. Off the hook. It's going to be dynamite. How about for fans, Rusty? Can fans, if they plan on being there all nine nights, is there like a World Series pass that they can buy?
They are working on that even as we speak. And you can get your nightly tickets at NewSmyrnaSpeedwayUSA.com. They are online. And for those of you that haven't been here in a while, this year, All Terrain Tractor Service and Jamie Crow paved all of our drive lines, or pretty much all of our drive lines in the pits.
Beautiful.
So you want to talk about a huge change from last year and years past? It is going to be absolutely magnificent because now that we have the hard asphalt surface down there for the cars, like when they're going to tech, when they're driving through, there's not going to be the dust that there was before. Huge, huge, huge improvement. And you know, we're just, like I said, we're just so excited because this is going to be a great nine nights. We're already into it, so we're excited. We're trying to get things ready. We're trying to get things done. Because we want it to be perfect whenever everybody comes to see the old girl. You know, this is the 54th annual World Series of Asphalt. The Hart family has had this thing and put this thing on good times, bad times, all kinds of times. And this is the 54th. And, you know, again, we're truly blessed that, you know, we've been able to be doing this for as many years as we have. And you know, Robert, he looks forward to this. And, you know, his son Andrew will be taking over before too long, and everybody has the same feeling. You know, they're excited about being able to entertain people at New Smyrna Speedway, and we want you to have a great experience.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I know Robert used to always say to me, Joe, the beer is always colder at New Smyrna Speedway, and I know it's gonna be again this year at Speed Weeks. Fans can stay up with all the action. You guys have got Twitter, Facebook, all of that stuff, right?
Absolutely. And if you look at our Facebook page, our announcer also does a lot of stuff on our Facebook page. And he has done, his name is Ryan Stevens, and he has done a superb job on the pre-entries. He's put little stories about everybody, you know, and put a picture of the car up there or a picture of them and, you know, giving them a little bit of history behind it. And I can't say enough about him and what he's done with our social media. It is absolutely incredible. And you can see that on Facebook at New Smyrna Speedway. And you can go over all of the things, you know, all the different drivers that are coming in. And he's done an absolutely incredible job with that.
Rusty, we got to thank you for the time tonight. We're getting close to throwing it back to Toronto. We got to thank you for the time. Have a great Speed Weeks. Have a great World Series. And I know the fans are going to be there, bud. All that hard work you've been doing is going to pay dividends.
Hey, we appreciate you guys. And, you know, we can't do it without you guys. And we appreciate every fan, driver, crew that comes down here. We want you to have a great experience. And don't forget, Friday, it's the World Series of Asphalt. Be there!
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Rusty. That is Rusty Marcus, He is the track manager at New Smyrna Speedway. Everybody's in for a great time down there. I know Tracy Hoskins is going to be in the pits representing Racetime Radio, so we'll try and keep you up to date on some of the activity in the pits, sort of behind the scenes. Tracy will be there, and we'll definitely be taking the stuff and flipping it back to everybody, Junior.
Absolutely, 100%, and great show tonight. What a busy lineup.
Wow, I'll tell you what, that was a real busy one. We've got to thank you all for tuning in. Got to thank Susie here in the Racetime Radio studio for hooking us up with everybody. He's Junior, I'm Senior, and we're going to throw it back to Scotty in Toronto. Got to thank you back there, too, Scotty. You have a good one. And get ready, everybody. Speed Weeks, it's here. Next Sunday, we'll be talking results and just getting into the thick of it. But have a good one. Have a safe trip if you're on your way to Speed Weeks. Keep the shiny side up and keep it locked on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and SiriusXM Channel 167. And we will keep you up to date on absolutely everything as the week progresses. Have a good one, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.